welcome to episode 73 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast where we travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and Lindsay. We talked in the past about how Americans take significantly fewer vacation days than our counterparts in other countries. There are also reports that show workers are actually leaving vacation time on the table. As vacation planners, we can't imagine how this is possible. A recent study by Alamo Rent-A-Car offers an explanation. Vacation shaming. According to their survey results, about 60% of millennials feel the pressure to not take vacations. I think we all here agree that vacations are important, so we wanted to delve a little deeper into this phenomenon and see what we can help, if we can help find some solutions. And since not taking vacations is a foreign concept to us, we also invited Elizabeth's husband, Chris, to join us as well, since he actually works in the real world, where people actually have to ask for vacation time. So let's get started. So first of all, we need to clarify that it's not just the fact that Americans don't take their vacation. Like, mm-hmm. we do know that as Americans, we tend not to take our vacation. Some Americans have a lot less vacation time.
Or none.
Yeah. Available to them at all. So it's not even that they want to take fewer vacations, but that they, you know, that they want, that they don't have that kind of vacation title. What we're actually talking about is people actively giving each other a hard time.
Yes.
Right?
Looking down or thinking you're going to not get that promotion or something like that because you actually take the time off and you leave the office. Or if you leave on time.
So we've all, Chris is here to talk about the real world today, but we've all worked in real world situations. It's funny, we're in real world situations right now too, but obviously, you know, travel for us is, you know, it's what we do. So for us,
it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. So Sandy, in your previous jobs, were you?
I took 10 years off from working to raise my kids when they were young. And when I went back to work, it took me a long time to get back into the workforce. It was, you know, the whole process by which you applied for a job had changed. You know, you didn't fax your resume anymore. You did everything online. I mean, it took a good 2 years of me sending out resumes to finally get an interview and get a job. And the first time I asked for a vacation day, it was for something, it was my birthday and my son's birthday and something going on at my kid's school. And I was pulled aside by my manager and told that it cost the company money when I took vacation and I'm to probably think about whether I really wanted to ask for those days off. That was when I was like 3 months on.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I actually came over here that day.
Mm-hmm. No, I was in tears.
Yeah. I was not happy. And, you know, that weekend I went home and I was very upset about it. And I remember talking to this woman at a birthday party who I didn't know. And I was talking about it and and I was also upset because they didn't really let me take lunch. They didn't have a good system in place for me to leave for lunch. And, you know, she was like, well, there's a lot of people out there who want jobs. So if you're not willing to do that, then you should step aside and let someone who wants the job have it.
That's actually not the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I have a friend, I'm not going to name this person's name, who went into labor early, had a preemie. And was given a hard time by her manager about how this impacts the projects they're working on.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I can't even put the words there that what I feel like. That's terrible. Mm. But for people who are just starting in the workforce and they're in high pressure jobs with a lot of competition, I get it. I mean.
So do you see it a lot? Do you work with a lot of millennials?
I don't. There are some. And I know at my company, we really try our best to let them know that, look, you need to take some time off. And we're pretty good about setting expectations at that point. So it's some of it's company culture. It depends on if you're working for a startup that, you know, everything is online all the time and you're trying to get your traction. I get it. Because that's a different environment, it's a different culture and it's very much a day to day, week to week thing. You're trying to get something off the ground. You're trying to make something.
I think a lot of companies are like that now, though. I mean, there's a lot of smaller companies that people are getting mm-hmm. out of college and they're joining these companies and, you know, they have these visions of what they want it to be and they want to help make it and they're willing to devote a significant part of their life.
It's a trade-off. I mean, they're trying to get established and get, for lack of a better word, credibility, street cred. You know, they're in this job. They're trying to, you know, make something for themselves. And sometimes, you know, those promotions or those opportunities are going to depend on what they do in that time period. So it's, if there's a window when you are, whether you're fresh out of college or just getting that experience, yeah, it totally makes sense.
But the interesting thing is there's a lot of research out there, and unfortunately I can't just rattle off, you know, I can't quote it, but it's pretty easy to find, that suggests that taking vacations actually makes you a better employee. Because you recharge and take that, you know, that break, you can come back with, you know, just in a much better place.
You're refreshed.
You're refreshed.
We definitely have some people at my company who, I don't know if they forget, but it doesn't occur to them to take time off. And so we give them a hard time about it because it gets to be December and they've got 4 weeks of vacation and you need to take some time off. And so we don't see them for a month. And we don't like that either. I mean, And another thing we have around here, we have a lot of workers from Asia in this market. And so if they're going to travel back home, that's obviously going to take a good amount of time, too. So that I think that plays into some of it because when they're traveling, they're gone for 2 weeks at a time, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a month.
And that's, I mean.
But you're never totally disconnected, right? Or do they disconnect completely or do they?
It depends. Again, it depends on the culture. Yeah. I know I tell my employees that I don't want to hear from them.
Yeah, that's nice.
And likewise, they don't hear from him.
Yeah.
You know.
When I'm gone, I'm gone. If you need to get me, you know, there are ways, but make it a good reason.
I think it's interesting. You know, we did an episode not too long ago on sort of brag-worthy vacations, and it's the same age market that will take the brag-worthy vacation. Oh, here's me, you know, climbing Mount Everest, or here's me hiking, you know, the Inca Trail. Yeah. And yet this is the same generation that shames each other. It's like, so I'm going to brag about it so that all my friends can put me down when I get back. It's sort of this interesting, you know, flip-flop. And I know, like, I know Chris has taken some flack because we do travel a little bit more in our industry as travel agents. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he gets to go along and he gets to go actually a lot more frequently than you think. And suddenly, you know,
even though I try to take his spot,
everybody at work is like, oh, so another cruise. When was your last one? He's like, 4 weeks ago.
Surely your husband can't take time off for this trip. I do that too all the time. Sorry.
I think you traveled more than me last year, to be fair.
Lindsay, you had a good point about blue collar versus white collar jobs.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say what Chris is doing is actually what they suggest that you do. Lead by example and use your vacation time.
Yeah.
Show people that it is okay to do it. Yeah, I worked in a factory in a previous life, and it was kind of the opposite there. It was, oh, my gosh, you have vacation left?
Mm-hmm.
You really wanted to use it up. I mean, you're there 50 hours a week. I was there 50 hours a week with the same people, and it can get a little crazy. And that time away really does save lives. at least a little bit. All of my personal vacation shaming, and I continue to still get it, comes from friends, family, and of all the places, volunteer. When you volunteer for something and you say, I'm available this, and that's where most of my, you need to not go on vacation. You really need to, if I had a dollar for every time I heard, you really need to not take so much vacation.
If your trips are not necessarily vacation, I mean, you might be out of town for a while, but it's not.
But people don't see it.
Right,
we see it as work. Right. We know the reality of it, but from an outsider's perspective, it's just you going somewhere that they would really like to go. Or it's kind of a different kind of shaming.
But you're absolutely right about leading by example, though. Because, you know, I've been in situations where you have people in upper management who never take vacation. And they say, and they'll say, well, you should go and use your vacation, but you're not seeing them use it.
So you don't feel
comfortable. So you feel like it's a trap.
Yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah.
You're
it's
exactly
a trap.
Right.
And exactly. You've got to show them, look, I'm going away for a week. I don't want to hear from you. You're not going to hear from me. And so, no one's indispensable. Anybody could be replaced. Seriously. You can't expect the place is going to fall around when you walk out the door. Or especially if you're a manager. If you think the place is going to fall around, just fall apart when you leave, then you're clearly not doing something right.
Yeah. But yeah, my grandfather always said that, I forget how many years he worked for the light company in Pittsburgh, you know, blue collar guy. And, maybe like 40 years or something, but he was like, yeah, well, when I retire, the lights didn't even blink.
Yeah.
So, it is true. You know, you feel like you're so in it and it's so important to you, but really, if you walk away,
Yeah.
I remember my first job out of college. And maybe it's a youth thing. Maybe it is because you're fighting, you know, because the millennials are young. They're, you know, either just getting out of college or right out of college. Mm-hmm. So maybe part of this culture is the same thing that we all felt when we were in our early 20s.
But now you've got social media.
If we can remember back that far. But I do actually remember going on my first vacation officially as an employed adult. And like stopping, I was a road trip and I stopped at a fast food restaurant and put quarters in a payphone and called work. And my boss was like, why are you calling? I was like, do you need anything? She's like, no, we're fine. So I do think that there was that sort of, and maybe it's a little bit of just self-centeredness that you have when you're that age. Yeah. And also some of it is not knowing, you know, well, maybe while I'm gone, they'll replace me and then I won't have a job when I get back. And how am I going to pay for this?
It's a, not only a lack of work experience, but general life experience, mm-hmm. which consequently maybe traveling will help you with, but. I guess you're young, you're in the workforce, and you just don't know any better.
So going back to the point of leading by example, at my husband's company, we knew this was coming because he's salary and management, but he's not upper management. The upper management guys, last year, they changed their vacation. They don't get vacation. They get permissive leave. So if they need to take time off or whatever,
you
know.
Time off.
Yeah, they get like, yeah,
it sounds.
They basically get their salary no matter what. Go take your vacation. Take as much as you think you need. Well, what the hell do you think that means? Mm-hmm. You know, sorry. I mean, but you know, like, so if you have these, you know, plant managers who don't get away and don't take time off, the people under them are not going to do that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's what his thing went to starting in April, permissive leave. He doesn't get time off, which will have the effect of, like you were saying also, in December, the plant won't be empty because those people won't take that time off just because they have it left over, you know, which happens every year too.
So. Right. Well, you, at times you just need to, I know I've, with my employees, there have been a couple times where they need to go home. You need to get out of here and not look at this anymore.
Like, when's the last time you showered?
But, you know, even with the vacation, it's like you clearly need a break.
Yeah.
You need to get out and take some time and let, again, let them know that it's okay to go away and relax and not think about this stuff. It's a job. It's important. You know, it pays your bills, obviously, but it's a job. And you need to balance that somehow.
So we've done an episode on sort of reconnecting, you know, like how to ease yourself back in after a vacation, how to get back into the real world, how to make things, that transition easier. But it would be interesting to sort of brainstorm some ways, you know, this is actually, it's a challenge for me now as a business owner. It's a big struggle because in some ways, I mean, I want to get away, but I never really can. And invariably that client, who I hope is not listening to this podcast, there's a few of you out there and everybody's so gracious. Oh, thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation to help me.
Yeah.
You know, but I still need you to take time out of your vacation to help me.
Well, and it's always like a really, like, I have to get this plane ticket thing working out, you know, or something that is very urgent.
And we do put out a lot of fires. I mean, there's a lot of times where we're helping, you know, helping people. And so I think that it's hard for me to go on a cruise where it's just hard for me to be connected. It, you know, it's much easier for me. And even, you know, I don't have an international plan on my phone. So whenever I leave the country, you know, I'm relying on Wi-Fi. And if I don't have it, and, you know, and then it doesn't help that we get 8 million junk emails. So yes, it is difficult. So how do we, as, you know, human beings, balance this knowing that we're going to get some flack for it, but we also need the vacation. Do you have some thoughts on that?
So I think for me, having a network of people that I can put on my email vacation responder message and saying, you know, if you can't get in touch with me, call Elizabeth or call Lindsay, you know, or something like that. That helps a lot because it takes the pressure off. And then if it's not an urgent thing, people are going to, people understand. They know you're not ignoring them. You know, they know you're on vacation and they know it's important. So, I think having that level of accountability where you show people you care and you're not not responding, I think that's, you know.
It's the same thing in the office too. I mean, you've got to have people you can delegate to and say, hey, these situations are covered by you. You have responsibility for this. Make sure you're doing this. And then trust that they're going to do, I mean, they're going to be responsible people.
And if they don't, you can clean it up when you get back.
You know what, though? You know, even with that job I had where they did do that to me, I've still always been the kind of person that has vacations planned. You know, like, it would not occur to me to not take my vacation.
Well, I've actually said many times when I've looked for a job, I've eliminated jobs because they didn't have enough vacation time.
Yeah.
If you're going to start me with 2 weeks vacation, I'm not interested in working with you.
And there have been more than one jobs I've started where I've told them I have to take such and such a day off.
Yeah.
Even eligible common, vacation. Yeah. You know?
It's pretty common. Yeah. Yeah. I actually had an employee start a couple years ago. Who's, I think he had to take a day in his first 2 or 3 weeks because he had something planned around. All right. Well,
and incidentally, on the flip side of that, I have actually had 2 people in the last 3 months cancel a vacation that they had actually been planning for months because they changed jobs. And when they changed jobs, they never asked. They never said. They were, I guess they were afraid in the interview process to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like over Christmas. It was like from December 23rd or something to January 2nd. So it's a time that lots of people normally take off.
So here's my advice to those people. So don't mention it necessarily in the interview, but once you get the offer, then they say, you know, or in the interview process, if they ask you when you can start, that's usually a pretty good sign that they're going to move forward. And then you can say, well, I have this thing. And they usually, I mean, I've never not gotten a job for that, you know.
And honestly, if they give you a flag about that, it's probably a flag anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good thing because.
Just be upfront about it and say, hey, you know, I'm really enjoying this. I really like this job. I think I'm a good fit. You know, if we're moving forward, I've got this week's plans. Is there any problem with that? That, you know, I've got a time plan. Usually it's not a big deal.
I think part of the thing too is the economy it's on an upswing now, but for a while, jobs were scarce and people felt lucky to have the job they had and they didn't
there is that. There is that. It obviously depends on what industry you're in. It depends on where you are in the experience scale. You know, people who obviously have a skill set that's in more demand can feel a little.
Right. I was going to say, we are sort of looking at this from our market perspective, and there are lots of places in the country where people are lucky
that's
to have
true.
A job.
Because in Central America, where we are in North Carolina, we're right by Research Triangle Park, and we have a lot of.
We're pretty hopping around here, especially in the tech sector.
We did weather the whole recession storm pretty well in this area.
So I think it's important to say we're not saying you should take your vacation no matter what because you have a right to it.
Obviously,
but
your situation.
Your situation is going to vary, but it is important that you take your vacation and that you feel comfortable doing that. Lindsay, you've been trying to say something for a while.
That's okay. What advice can we give, if any, how to handle the shamers? That you may work with if you're going to work and you're taking vacation.
don't friend everybody you work with on Facebook.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Everybody's face.
Yeah. You don't need to be friends with all of them. Well, I think that's part of it too, because you're so connected with social media and people, I don't know if younger people today realize how much privacy we've given up in the last like 10 years. And, you know, I mean, I have too. I put it all out there. You know, I'm pretty much an open book. But I know that there's a price for that. And I know there was a time whenever you wouldn't have put your phone number on the internet, you know. But I put my email address out there and people can find my phone number pretty easy if they want to call me to book a vacation. you know, so I mean, because I want them to be able to find me. And people want to be able, they want it so instantaneous.
Yes. Well, I deal with shaming from a different perspective. You know, as we've talked about, we travel a lot for our jobs and the places we go are fun. There's no, I'm not even going to dance around that. We go to fun places. We go to places where you go on vacation and we go there so that we can tell you about it so that you'll enjoy your vacation.
Right.
So at any time that we travel, and Chris can attest to this, you know, we're taking at least mental notes, if not actual physical notes, about how big the rooms are and
pictures,
what they look like. And there's the, you know, the whole, I get upset when the whole family rushes into our hotel room. I'm like, I can't take
don't
a picture.
Don't touch the bed. Don't touch the bathroom. I can't take pictures.
Yep.
So we're always, you know, I'm always working at least a little bit. I'm always sort of mentally, I'm trying to remember things, file things away. And then when I post things on Facebook, it's advertising for me, right? That's part of the way we market. We're letting you know where we've been so that you know that you can talk to us about it. And yet we get a lot of comments and I know we've all gotten them.
Oh, I wish
I was you. You sure take a lot of vacations. How can I get your job?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not going to say my job isn't fun. This is a dream that I've been pursuing for years and years, decades, one could say. Many, many decades, unfortunately, but, and I'm now realizing it. I don't take that for granted, but at the same time, it's really hard for me to deal with that because I don't want to make people feel bad. I'm not here to, you know, I don't want to brag about my trips. I want to share
my trips. And it's a fine line. Yeah, you know, it's just like sitting down for somebody's old slideshow back in the day. You know, oh, come see our family vacation. You're like,
I was just going to say, Facebook and social media in general has really turned us into, we are just all 24/7 blasting slideshows of our fabulous lives at people. Yeah. And I think sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. And I still struggle. And I know that most of the trips, in fact, I'm not even going to lie, I haven't taken a real vacation, like a real, real vacation, like the ones we plan for our clients, in forever.
You mean like the one where you took your husband with you?
Like the kind where my husband gets to go with, and we do things together. And when I travel, I'm doing exactly that. I'm trying to increase my knowledge base to help other people have a wonderful time. And people only see... we don't take pictures of ourselves, you know, taking notes or working in our hotel room all day long on our fantastic vacation for clients or doing those last minute things on the cruise or putting out those fires that come up in this industry. We don't do that. And so people only see the one side. So the shamers that I have, I wish I had your life.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
You know, another thing too, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your thought.
I almost feel like, well, if I posted, I'm going to sure I'm going to post the picture of me for the 2 seconds I'm on the beach with the drink, you don't want to see the video of me huffing my butt up 15 flights of stairs because there are no elevators in Jamaica, and I need to check out every room category at this resort possible. You're not going to see that, so... Yeah, anyway, that's...
Is there anything you do actively as a manager to, like, prevent vacation shaming? I mean, you've talked about leading by example, but do you ever hear it? And do you ever,
I get some grief for some people. No, it's all a little lighthearted. It's like, didn't you just go on a trip? Like, yeah, I did. I'm very upfront about it. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, you want to see the picture? Sure. I
mean, you're very aware of how much vacation time you have. Yeah. You know, so...
And it's not like I'm pushing it up against the limit. I know how much I have, and I'm often efficient with it. We sometimes travel when there are holidays thrown in there, and I can make, what, a 3-day weekend into, you know, I'm only taking 4 days off, and I'm getting a good, what, 9 days out of it or something.
But we have a mutual friend whose job, you know, recently they basically started giving him a hard time. He has the vacation time.
Yeah.
He has it. But then they start giving him a hard time because it's inconvenient for them. And you know, they'll even, it's interesting because I'll hear things like, and this is like, if you have a manager like this, I'm so sorry. But saying things like, well, you don't give me enough notice or just snuck up on me. Actually, you know, I put on for this vacation a month ago. But the fact that you didn't think about it until I'm about to leave really is not my problem, you know. But you can't say that because it's an employee. You know, I'm not advocating rise up against the man.
He might need a different job.
always put that resume out.
For your vacation.
And part of my deal, too, is since we have a pretty good idea far in advance when we're traveling, I could, beginning of the year, it's like, all right, I know my travel for the year. Mm-hmm. I'll need, you know, these days in April, I'll need these days in September, and these days in December. And this is from January. There's been at least one time where I've had to talk to my manager saying, hey, when is the earliest I can give you these dates that you can handle them as far as your planning? Because I know I want to move you out next year.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's because he has a really good travel agent.
I think another thing that would help, and I don't know if this is going to happen anytime soon with our culture, but we need to change the way that people look at that vacation time. If you're sitting on a crap ton of vacation days, it's not because they gifted them to you. You earned those days.
Yeah.
You're not taking your days off. And I think people have somehow change it towards a badge of courage to say, and I've heard this just this week alone from several people, well, I have like 60 days of vacation, or, well, what are you doing?
Right.
See, I've never been lucky enough to work somewhere where I could accrue it. You know, like it doesn't roll over. So a lot of people will lose it.
I mean, that's part of your benefit. Yeah. It's paid time off. Yeah. If you don't take it, you're actually taking money out of your pocket because they paid you for that time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some employers will try to get you to not take it. I think too, you understanding, it's sort of the whole thing. It's like exercise. We need to do it. Those of us who actually do it have made it a priority. Those of us who don't,
know that you're supposed to, and we have not made it a priority. Is that the right thing to get to do? No.
So do you think people who are doing the vacation shaming are doing it because they're
possibly
feeling they can't go take that vacation time?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of the grief I got initially was, how are you paying for all this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, paying. We already did an episode on how to pay for
right.
But other people
do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next question is, well, how do you have all this time? And one thing that changed in the white collar world, you know, the non hourly world, about 10 years ago, there's this big shift. It used to be you would have sick days and vacation days,
right.
And there's this big shift to a single model. You have this many days, period, whatever.
Yeah.
So a lot of places that pay time off is sick time. People have kids. That's, you know, my kid's sick. I need to take it off there. And
it's kind of genius because then you do have to budget it. You can't just spend out your vacation time.
So that's part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of my culture shock going back to work, was because I had a 2-week bucket, you know, like a 10-day bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And if my kids were sick and I had to stay home, there went some of my vacation for the year. And that was so horrible. Mm-hmm. Oh God, that was so
horrible. There are a lot of industries, obviously not all of them, but there are a lot of industries now that can support people working from home, working remotely.
Yeah, and I was in a particular job where I was too.
I spent many years in public libraries, and it's just, when you work for the public library, you have to be at the public library. It's just one of those things.
And I work in computers IT, and it's very easy for us. In fact, everybody, the developers and everyone has a laptop, so you're expected to be able to work from wherever if you need to for whatever reason.
Who was it, Yahoo, that said that their remote workers had to start coming into work last year?
Well, there is some value to that because I think and even as someone who, you know, has worked from home for a while and now has an office to go to, nobody's forcing me to go to it, but there is a change in mindset and a ability to work with other people that you don't get from home.
Yeah.
And that can lead to some great collaborative ideas. And, you know, so that sort of that interplay can be very important. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked a lot about now, excuse us, we're having a rainstorm here, and I can hear it very clearly in the mic, so I apologize if you hear what sounds like running water in the background. That's exactly what it is. We've talked a lot about sort of, you know, you need to take your vacation, but the fact is, human beings are human beings, and someone's always going to be jealous, someone's always going to be inconvenienced by what you're doing. I think, you know, you have to say, this is a priority for me, and you basically have to put your shields up and say, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm really good at, is being oblivious to stuff.
I excel in oblivion.
It's a feature.
So, you know, it might be something that people might get frustrated with me, but it doesn't affect me because I don't realize they're frustrated. Like, a lot of times people have to really come out and tell me they're upset with me for me to really get it, you know? So, and I'm not saying that that's easy for people to do, you know, like to be like that if you're not naturally like that. But if you could just, you know, someone puts a comment on Facebook or they say something in an email, try not to read tone, you know, just kind of, okay, I'm going to pretend like you meant it this way, you know.
And then lead by example. Yep. When your friends are on vacation,
and then you're
tell
happy.
Them how awesome it is,
yeah.
And be happy for them and take notes about what you want to do on your next vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's also really important, is instead of being jealous that you're not on vacation. And I've been with friends while, you know, we were traveling together where they would have somebody at home who was literally like lighting up their phone, just angry that they were doing something fun without them. You know, it was like, how dare you? And so I think it's really important that we be nice to each other about it too. Remember that if you don't want people to make you feel guilty, then you have to actively go out there and help other people not.
And it'll help you do that if you have something coming up that you're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. You will not resent what other people are doing if you're looking forward to an awesome thing.
I was going
to
say, that might be one good strategy if you are at work and one of your coworkers is giving you a hard time or trying to make you feel bad about taking time off. Instead of getting defensive and maybe one better way to, or feeling guilty or canceling your vacation, one better way to deal with it might be to ask them when the last time they went somewhere or when the last time they, you know, what was their favorite, you know, I think we all need to take action, even as small as it sounds, to change this culture of where people feel terrible for spending time with their families or taking time off to do things, and especially for using those vacation days that they burn. Mm-hmm. My husband only gets 2 weeks a year, and he's in that same boat of where he, you know, he could take more time off if he wanted to, but he never will because he doesn't want to be put on the short list to be chopped should jobs become scarce. And so it's a fight tooth and nail every year to get him to at least use one of his weeks of vacation as an actual trip instead of all for 6 days.
And then it's even more, if you have to do that, it's even more important that you make that really count. That's, don't take a staycation. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself and go somewhere and really make something of that and experience something. I think your husband's really good about that, but you know, so many other people are like, well, wow. Welcome to our thunderstorm, everyone. Glad you could join us. Wow. Make it count. Make it count for something. Don't just stay at home and clean out the closets. That's got value, yes, but you can do that on the weekends, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or you can even just search for Fly Away in Facebook, or email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, our amazing engineer and editor, Heidi, and myself, Elizabeth, plus Elizabeth's amazing husband, Chris, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.